Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
We're in Raising Cane's with the man that started it all.
Wait, are you the Yes Chef guy?
We got chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries, Texas toast, and their world famous cane sauce. I could shed a tear right now.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
If you have any questions for Mike Schaefer, please text 402-464-5685. Again, his hour
recruiting
is sponsored
guru right
by
here.
Ben Spurk, Farm Bureau
Spurk.
Financial Services. Please text or call Ben at 402-217-9945 for any insurance questions. Recruiting question. Yes, Jet Tamala is the number one quarterback, number one player in the state, and he's not getting recruited by Nebraska as a quarterback. Of course, Dylan Royola, Dayton Royola for Nebraska. But he's getting Power 5 offers from other schools. Do you have any issue with Nebraska not pursuing him?
Not explicitly. There's other guys on that team they aren't really going after as well. And Amarian Jackson. And there's an offensive lineman that's committed, I believe, now to Illinois.
Don Seagren.
Yep. And so, Millard South, really, really talented team. It's not like Nebraska isn't familiar, though, because they are recruiting Isaac Jensen. So they're certainly aware of who these guys are. But I think they're taking a relatively small class here in 2026. I don't think they're looking at any quarterbacks in the 2026 class. So they've moved on once they had the Dayton commitment. They've moved on to 2027, where they have some guys that they seem to be in a good mix with. I think you just kind of have to take it with the way things are structured now. They're going to probably recruit a little less in-state. And primarily, it feels like it's Isaac Jensen and Jace Reynolds, and I don't know
pretty much
where else it goes after
what
that.
What about Darion Jones, the Omaha North safety?
So for me personally, I think that would be – I would be more interested in Nebraska going after Darion Jones than I would Jet Tamal.
Yeah, hey, Jake, Jet Tamal doesn't make sense.
Well,
it's a
waste
player
of
in the
time.
State, is what I'm saying.
Right.
I don't know if it's a waste of time. I just don't like. I don't.
Well, he'd be
having
wasting...
watched both of those guys play, and just the difficulty of the quarterback position. I don't know that Jet Tamala goes to Nebraska and it just ends up with him being a starting quarterback down the line.
What I'm suggesting is you'd be wasting Jet Tamala's time talking to him. They know who they got.
Right.
They Glenn Thomas was talking to him last spring.
Right.
And then they decided on Dayton. So if you're talking to him now, you're probably just going through the motion, so there's no reason.
Well, and and if you're not taking a second quarterback in the class, there's definitely no reason. Now, Darion Jones was one of the more intriguing guys I watched in person last year. I mean, he dominated in an Omaha Central, Omaha North game. I mean, he's a really talented two-way player that can be a wide receiver or a defensive back. He's a smooth athlete. Like, he glides when he runs. And I think we know what a little bit of the athletic pedigree with his brother already on Nebraska's team.
Donovan
and a guy that
Jones.
They seem very excited about kind of moving forward. I mean, and both of those guys have just like almost effortless athleticism. So I was a little surprised. Last time I talked to Darion, it's been about a month. Really had been no movement with Nebraska. They didn't visit him in the month of January. He had kind of heard through other people that there was some interest there, like his brother. He's like, oh, yeah, my brother says every now and then that they bring me up to him and
right,
stuff like that. But he wasn't having – and, again, this is a month old in terms of news, but He wasn't having a ton of conversation. I don't know if things have shifted here.
No, I talked to him recently. Saturday. I talked to him Saturday. It's pretty much exactly as you lay out.
Perplexing
right there.
To me, a little bit.
Maybe a little bit. Word. But these guys understand, I think, the class, your recruiting classes now will have probably 12 to 15 high school players.
15 is kind of the number that I was operating off of.
So way down.
Yep. So and what it means to me, and I could be just completely assuming wrong, Nebraska has a small list that they are going to invest and pour a heavy amount of time and effort into, and then a few backup plans after that if they're not able to, not in state, but just overall. Like, I don't think their board is nearly as big when you have a 15-person class as like what it would have been last year.
No.
2 years ago. No. And so you're not going to spend the time if you don't anticipate you need to.
Think about what
and
we're
you're
talking
not also
about.
Recruiting walk-ons.
Think about what we're talking about. Now you have like a guy like Addison Williams, you have Phil Simpson, they're heavy Florida. What if you go get four guys from Florida and two from Atlanta or two from Georgia? That's six guys in your class right there.
Right.
And if you're only going 15, there's just not that much room for a lot of in-state stuff.
So you have three at the moment. We'll see if CJ, I don't know how the last name's pronounced, Bronau. He's the defensive back in Florida that has blown up on the circuit in terms of workouts and everything. And I don't know if that one's going to stick with Nebraska, but you have your three commitments. Now, if you think about it, that's like one fifth of your class.
Exactly. So I have a question though for you. So how do you guys know how the numbers are broken down? Cause you talked about the numbers being what they are when actually the classes can be bigger now. They're not smaller. Cause now you can put 105 on scholarship. So before it was all designated out, if you had 105 in general, we need this many O-linemen, this many D-linemen, and there's always a variance in there, like going, don't pass up on a great player. Well, now that was 85. Mm-hmm. So does anybody have any idea what Nebraska's doing with now that they can be scholarshiping 105? Are they adding that? That means you're going to have two more O-linemen. We're going to have three more of this. So when you talk about the size of the class, this next class should actually be bigger. Because you can put more guys on scholarship.
In theory, yes, but also they're holding back, I assume, a fair amount of spots for transfer portal additions.
That's what
I think. They also have a large roster base that fits between a third year of a sophomore redshirt all the way down to true freshman, and so they don't have that many guys that'll be leaving.
So what you're saying, though, so the number you're saying being this size, that's butting up to the 105?
Yeah, that's butting up to the 105.
105. Okay.
Yeah, and gotcha. In my mind, and that's also leaving between 7 to 10 spots for transfer guys.
I mean, more.
If you're thinking about how a traditional class, and I don't know why it's always 25, but the number you'd always think about would be 25 in traditional recruiting. If the way that I kind of project it now with 15 high school guys and 10 portal guys as sort of your standard moving forward, you're still getting to 25. It's just you're doing it in a little bit different way. And then Nebraska, with such a young roster, It sets up kind of interesting, because if a lot of those guys stick around, if you don't have a lot of people leave, you know, you don't have that many open available spots for your 105 going forward. So it's going to be really kind of interesting. And I think Matt Rhule's strategy with putting this all together has shifted from when he first got here in 2022. They're going to be more a heavy portal usage team.
Yeah, he's definitely shifted. And Bill, you know, the question you ask, this is why now you get a general manager, I think. I mean, to manage it. I mean, to manage that sort of question.
I mean, roster construction, numbers construction, all of it.
Now, not that the head coach isn't heavily involved, but.
Well, and then even your assistant coaches, I don't know that they're not overly thinking about what the total numbers are, because they're just focused on their position group for the most part. It seems different in terms of just what I've covered in the past.
Reflected
amongst the people that I'm talking to. It's just more compartmentalized, I guess, if you would. Like, you know, your tight ends coach is only focused on tight ends. He really doesn't have a lot else to do, or knowledge or whatever else is going on with different numbers. I just feel like you have more people involved at the top, so the individual recruiters aren't as involved as they used to be.
Oh, it's completely different. Recruiting is still valuable to have relationships, but it's a way different discussion now. Because there was never a time when I went into a house and was like, okay, we have this, this, and this. And then, oh, by the way, someone will be getting a hold of you to let you know some numbers. That was never in the equation. You were just trying to find out what night grandma played bingo so I could be there for that.
You can still do that, though, right?
You can still do that, yes. You can still do all those things.
Still usually
still
valuable.
Some important.
Yeah, there's always going to be value in relationships. Mm-hmm. There's never going to be, oh, we have no relationship, it's not value. But there will be a difference. Like I said, now the difference is that there's it still goes by where you're at by conference. Someone can just say, listen, Wyoming's willing to pay this guy, you know, more money. And the guy's probably going to go, you know what? I'm still going to go here because I want to be in the Power Four. I want to be in this, that. So it's not like they can just go out there and buy themselves crazy with it. But if things are fairly even with who you're dealing with, like that, if you're a Georgia, Alabama guy, and all of a sudden someone's giving you way more money, you're going to go that route. I mean, because you only have
and
so
all
much
your
time.
Recruiting legwork is for naught.
Yeah,
kind
and which it always is when you lose a guy, everything's for naught. There's not one time you go, that really helped me, you know, because you work on, like I said, you work on your house for about 6 months. Mm. You have something to show for it. You recruit a kid for a year and a half and you lose him, zero to show for it. And you can't say, I will never recruit a kid like that again. Yeah, you will. When you're doing it right now, I'm starting again. I have to try to, I can't just say I'm not recruiting someone from an area or whatever it is.
I got you.
Well, question from Dean on YouTube says, could you guys address the positions for the numbers with the 105 rule in effect? How does it affect the numbers at each position?
Without knowing like what Nebraska's plan is for their total numbers at each position, I don't know that I can sit here and say that they want to have.
Difficult.
I don't know. Rule
not the same.
Right and it's going to change sort of based on personnel too, like if you or even just where some guys are in terms of classes, like if you have a bunch of seniors at a spot on a roster, it might change the total number that you have at defensive backs this year versus what it might be next year by one or two. So I don't have a great answer for that, in large part because I don't want to speak out of turn because I don't know what Nebraska's internal numbers would be.
I would bet for most part you would just simply just take it's 20 more scholarships, and then you just say what the percentage is in the past, and you add that number. So mm-hmm. it'd be like, hey, we're going to have one more of this. We're going to have three more of this. We're going to have two more of this. That's what I would guess most people look at. Just remember, there's going to be a lot, because when you can scholarship everyone, and you're 105 on scholarship, there's going to be a lot of guys leave. Because there's going to be guys on scholarship, they're going to look around going like, hang on, the running back room, we can have seven now on scholarship.
I'm thinking quarterback, because we were talking Jet Tomalo.
So yeah, it's going to be a work. Yeah. Okay, hang on now. There's seven of us on scholarship. There's one of us getting the ball. What am I doing? And so there's going to be guys leave. They're going to say, I love the opportunity, but I probably need to go down or go someplace where I can get on the field. Because in the end, you have to play. Playing is still the most fun, the most interesting, everything about it. Just being on a roster is not. You want to play. Mm-hmm. So there's going to be more numbers. And so that's going to make it harder. But if you start increasing your D-line numbers, there's still rotation they can play. Quarterback numbers, not so much. We're going to play one. And if all of a sudden, if you say, instead of having four, some teams in the past would have four on scholarship, maybe five. That's where the numbers were. Most people were smart, say we're always going to have five because things fall apart.
See, do you understand the Tamala discussion, Jake? Like, just think of Kalen.
Yep.
Like, why? Yep. Like, if you ask, well, why don't they recruit Tamala? Why wouldn't Tamala come? I mean, why? They got their guy.
Yep.
I mean, it's different, though. I think there was a time when a guy would come, like Joe Gans waited for 4 or 5 years, right? Those days, I think, are largely over.
Yeah. Well, the number of transfers is just huge compared to what it was at the time. Yeah. You know, the idea was you would get somewhere, you'd develop for 2 years, maybe three, and then you'd have your opportunity in front of you.
That's not the case.
That is not how this works anymore.
Daniel Kalen, I thought maybe that's what he was thinking. Is when he I just
wonder if it wasn't a fit for Holgorsen. Like I just Holgorsen wanted a different type of quarterback or whatever it was, because the guy they brought in is the same class. I mean, it's not like they went and got someone that's older or younger than Dylan Raiola. All of those guys were part of the 2024 quarterback
but
class.
How much different is Kalen than Raiola in style?
I think in terms of arm strength, there could be some difference there.
Dylan's stronger arm.
I think Dylan has a stronger arm.
Oh, yes. Sure he does.
But that was my first thought when Kalen left, is that whoever they bring in is going to be in the same spot that he was, which is sort of the primary backup to Dylan Raiola.
The question becomes, how many kids are willing to do that?
Right.
And the answer is not many. Hmm.
Well, and that's why I think it's notable that they got a guy that Holgorsen was recruiting to Houston that he had a relationship with prior, that he had watched play. Like, I think
Marcos Davila?
Yeah, I think there's that was a really sort of interesting aspect of what happened in terms of who they added this year, because I think there's a connection to Holgorsen that maybe Kalen didn't feel, mm-hmm. wasn't sure where he was going to fit in things. And then, quite frankly, after spending most of his recruitment in Dylan Raiola's shadow, might have just needed a fresh start for himself, too.
That's what he got.
To Virginia he goes.
The one thing that stands out that's different now is how long your staff is together. Because, like, Ed Ogeron would be on you. He's like, if your room stinks, that's on you. I don't have very good play. That's on you. Well, you better have coaches that stick around. Because if all of a sudden you roll in and out, and every 2 years it's a different person working that room and also like that. So that was always a big part of your deal. If you have, you better have players at your room, and it was on you.
That's still the case.
That should still be a big part of it. And then the thing will be interesting though is before the head coach, like Ed Ogeron, he'd be the final say. But generally, the guys you brought to him were dudes. So he was like, "Hey, I'm good with him. I'm good. Yeah, boom, boom, boom. Go like it. They're as good as we can get. They're national recruiting. That's what you would go do." And so that was a big part of it. But he was that version. In the NFL, the assistant coaches do not make a decision. They might get asked a question, but the GM, head coach, like that, they're making the decision.
Is that more the case now?
I don't know. That's going to be the interesting dynamic is that maybe it doesn't matter as much with the coach because there's going to be a GM. But don't think there's not a second of a little bit of potential this, because someone's going like, that's not the safety I want.
Yeah.
That's the safety we're taking.
Okay, so that's an adjustment.
It's an adjustment. It's just different.
Because I wonder if that's going to be the case.
And I told you that. Like I said, Brad Childress sat in his office during the draft.
Well, he wasn't involved.
He was coaching? He was coaching the quarterbacks.
Okay, so will that be the case with Glenn Thomas? Yeah. Well, you gave me who you gave me. Now, I guess it's my job to develop him. It's not my number one choice here. So but
It's interesting because in the NFL, you obtain the talent. You select the talent. You don't go out and have to recruit it except for a little bit. Even in free agency, you're really not recruiting it. They're going to take the money.
And the reason you're saying this is because do you feel like the college game is becoming more and more like the NFL?
Yeah, it is becoming more like it. So it was, but like I said, it won't be so much on the position coach. It will be, but now the GM, because the GM, when teams stink, GMs in the NFL get fired.
You're paying.
That's who gets fired.
The whole picture. I hope people understand what's going on. The whole picture is changing. If Michael Lombardi he's the GM for North Carolina. He's Belichick's GM. Yeah. He talks to the media. Now, at this point now, when they have a general manager here, Shave, are we asking him personnel questions at a podium?
Is he ever going to a podium?
Are we asking? Well, I don't know.
Because, like, Billy Devaney never talked to the media.
He didn't, but it was a little different.
Oh, very different.
Higher profile now.
Yeah. Yes, you would ask him.
Asking him questions you would ask the head coach? The answer is probably yes.
Yes, you would ask. If the GM is in that spot, you're going to ask him questions. Well, what are we doing? What are we doing at the running back spot? Now, the difference is that they could comment on players. They can't comment on players because they're recruiting them. And also, the GM at any college has to be also an elite recruiter because he's sitting down with these kids. He's also has to be, because you're trying to get him to come to your place. When you're the GM and you're going to select him in the draft, we're going to go out and get free agents, and we have this pool of money, that's a way different setup than how it's
going. Is it possible, though, Bill, that the GM won't be involved? He'll be involved from recruiting from an evaluation standpoint, but not really talking to a lot of the kids.
I'm not saying he's doing probably a lot of talking like on the daily, every day where you're communicating with him, but he's going to be the one.
The
visits, and they come in, they're going to sit down, there's going to be a plan, they're going to sit down with the GM.
All right.
And also, you're seeing things, when everything's in, so you just take Nebraska, we just pick out four or five schools, you say, these guys are almost even. And they're going to be, well, we really like the GM. I liked his plan. I like where it was going. I like this. Like that, is it in the end? Because if you don't like the GM at all and you sat down with him and you absolutely hate him, but the numbers were just so much better, and it's a better school, a better chance to win. Still going to go there.
Yeah, still gonna
That's still going to happen.
Hate to interrupt a good conversation. We're way late for the game show. We'll get this in the second or the third hour. We'll come back.
100.
Let's play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-568. Five, your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. Today's topic is Throwback Thursday to the 2006 college football recruiting class. I think you know that across the country. Give us a call at 464-5685. Shut Up Simple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Simple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Simple. Call now to play. 464-5685. Shut up, Simple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
464-5685. Call the takedown, sip, and trivia. You guys on the week are 2-1, going for a winning week today. Shay for the lifeline, although Bill will be very good at this topic as well. 2006 college football recruiting. You guys feel okay about this today?
I don't know.
Shay would be way better.
Yeah.
Think so?
Where are you at with that, Shay? Where are you at in your career?
I mean, I was not really thinking about recruiting in 2006. So it'll be interesting trying to line up like who some of these names are just based on what their college
careers were. What were we thinking about Zach Taylor and...
Well, don't say names at right now. We'll see how this goes. We've got Adam. Adam, how do you feel about the 2006 college football recruiting?
06 recruiting?
Yes.
I was alive and conscious at the time, so...
That's a good start.
Okay, I guess.
That's good.
All right, well, Schaefer's a lifeline for SIP for one question. As always, first question goes to you. What school did number 19 player in the 2006 class, running back C.J. Spiller, go to?
Oh, got it. Bam.
Oh, these are layup questions. I got this. Layup
Yeah, Spiller's Clemson, I think, yeah. Right?
Brilliant. Good job.
Very good. A long time ago. It can't be too difficult.
Good job.
That's okay. It's all right, Mickey.
I didn't know how he was going to word it or what it was going to be.
Yeah.
Not my style running back, but he was productive.
But, first question down 1-0. Schaefer's in play. What school did number 7 player in the 06 class, running back Beanie Wells, go to?
I think I know that.
Oh, it's a layup.
It is definitely a layup.
Definitely a layup.
Okay, now hold on. Okay, well,
You have it. Go for it.
You have Schaefer if you need him. And he knows it.
Don't second guess yourself. You had an answer. Go with it.
It's one of two, and it's the same state.
Five.
Same state, right?
And you better go to Schaefer.
Go ahead.
Ohio State.
Yeah. Oh, and Virginia Tech.
That's a little sketchy there. He's asking one guy one thing.
Yeah, I know. I know.
No, it wasn't sketchy. I have a lifeline.
No.
The lifeline's used, though, yeah. So it's gone. 1-1 tie. Adam.
1-1, Adam.
Adam for the lead. Last question. What school did number 5 player in the 06 class, safety Myron Roll, go to?
Layup. I'm with Bill.
Tell me you know this, Steve.
5 seconds.
Dicey.
This is dicey. Myron Roll, what school?
I think it was FSU.
Didn't have
Florida State is correct. You wouldn't have had that sip. Okay,
that was that's your team.
I know
you're on. Yeah,
Marty,
just, neck roll.
Marty just lost his mind.
This is Schaefer can't
What's
help
the score
you.
Right
it's,
now
you're down 2-1.
And you got
to
tie.
You have no lifeline.
Hair.
This is to tie it up. What school did number 16 player in the 06 class linebacker Brandon Graham go to?
You know what, Schaefer?
I have a guess.
Ooh, that's brutal.
This is for Sip Brandon hard. Graham to force the tiebreaker.
What number was he?
Number 16 player in the class.
Alabama.
I didn't know it.
Never a bad guess. Schaefer, you want to guess?
Michigan.
It was Michigan. So congrats to you, Adam. You're getting bagels. Thanks for calling in and calling
Adam,
on the
nice
road.
Nice job.
Nice win.
Great. Great
Thanks,
job.
Guys. Have a good day.
You too.
Thank you.
Tiebreaker is
choke
for you.
On your bagel.
Wow! Whoa! All right now, easy.
Wow!
That was an outburst.
There was an accused.
I was acting out.
We got accused Schaefer of some. We're talking about a famous basketball coach, and all I said to Sipple was hair, and he goes, "Lute Olson." Would you, if I said hair to you, would you say Lute Olson?
No, but no. I understand why he would, because Lute had pretty immaculate
he
hair.
Did. I just, yeah, but one word would not have said
no.
Me. There's no chance.
Was that the right answer?
It was the right answer. Yeah.
This is for you, Bill. Tiebreaker before okay, we get to break.
We're way late, Jake.
I know. How many touchdowns did C.J. Spiller have in four seasons at Clemson? Combination of rushing and receiving.
36.
Over under 36.
I'm within a point. I'm right at.
I'll say right under.
I would go slightly over.
43 touchdowns. Whoa. 32 rushing, 11 receptions for Spiller. He's a good career there.
Yeah. Not Sybil's kind of running back.
Didn't like him. Sybil didn't like him.
That was
didn't
amazing.
He win, didn't he, did they win a natty with him? I don't know. He didn't.
No.
He wasn't later. Nope. Yeah, he was earlier than that. But
little
still,
guy.
Yeah.
He was good.
He's pretty good. Player.
How do you do in the NFL?
So.
But he played, I think he played like, the Bills. Like 7 or 8 years, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Very
yeah.
forgettable career.
When we come back, one more segment with Mike Schaefer to begin hour three on Early Break in the Ticket.
This is Lincoln's home for sports talk. Taxes was taxing. Now taxes is relaxing when you file for free.
I can file for free. TurboTax Free Edition. Roughly 37% of filers qualify. Simple form 1040 returns only. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free. I can file for free.
Now this is taxes. File for free with TurboTax Free Edition and get your maximum refund. No schedules except for earned income tax credit, child tax credit, and student loan interest. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free.